Well, as investors increasingly look to the carbon footprint of banks, one fintech firm is doubling down on the future, or sustainable future, we should say. Fintech firm Aspiration going public through a $3.2 billion SPAC deal. To talk more about that deal along with the bank's mission, let's bring in Joe Sandberg. He is Aspiration co-founder. We've also got our very own R.T. Swaminathan joining in on the conversation. Joe, it's good to talk to you today. We've certainly heard a lot about your bank with some big name backers, including Robert Downey Jr., Leonardo DiCaprio. But walk me through the mission here. We've heard that word sustainability thrown around so much. What makes Aspiration different?
The mission of Aspiration is to turn your choice about where you deposit your paycheck or what card you pull out of your wallet to buy your groceries into an action that can fight the climate crisis. We're showing you a different use case for your financial products. Aspiration delivers everyday financial products that you need to get through modern life and then attaches those financial products automated sustainability services so that your money with Aspiration is never used to make loans to fossil fuel companies. What you might not know is what your money is doing while you're asleep. For example, if your money is at one of the big banks, while you're asleep, it's being used to make loans to fossil fuel companies that are causing the climate crisis. What's more, with your Aspiration debit and credit card, every time you make a purchase, you can connect automatically to our reforestation program. We've planted over 15 million trees in just under a year. You can offset the carbon footprint of your gasoline automatically. And so the theme here is delivering to hundreds of millions of people automated sustainability services so that everyone can participate in sustainability. Because here's the thing, there is no future that's not a sustainable future.
Joe, I know that from data from the App Store that downloads have really surged for Aspiration, but can you tell us a little bit about whether demand has surged from consumers, especially with the new administration coming in with a focus on climate? How many new accounts have you opened and things like that? Can you share?
Demand has surged. The reason demand is surging is that people are looking all around and seeing climate catastrophe in their communities. This is no longer a climate crisis that decades from now, it's here in the present day. And people understand that we have to take an above all of the above strategy. We need bold government action like a Green New Deal, and we have to take matters into our own hands in what we do every day in our lives. I think Aspiration is awakening people to this question. What's your money doing in your bank while you're asleep? And as people are realizing that where they're depositing their money is using their hard-earned money to make loans to fossil fuel companies that are causing the climate crisis, they want to take action and align their money with their values, and they're picking Aspiration to do that. What's more, our growth has been accelerated by the launch of our corporate services. We're now, just like we help people go sustainable and carbon neutral, we're also delivering sustainability services to corporations. We're launching a major partnership with Intuit, where you'll be able to use some of our sustainability software in QuickBooks. We're partnered with New Community to deliver Aspiration sustainability homes in Austin. All of this is bound together by the fact that individuals are driving the demand for sustainability and politicians and businesses are responding.
Joe, one of the challenges in determining ESG is just bottom line, there's no real guide. There's no universal standard in place. What's considered ESG in Europe is different in the U.S. And even in the U.S., it does feel like there's a bit of a hodgepodge. So aside from a direct loan, a direct investment in fossil fuel companies, how do you determine the carbon footprint of a company or a product?
Yeah. Well, first of all, let me begin by reiterating one of the really unique aspects of Aspiration's entry into the public market, which is we're becoming a public benefit corporation, which means encoded in our corporate charter is the obligation to do what's right by people and planet in balance with generating profit. Now, what's ironic here, and I think where we've been deceived for decades by the business community, is that what's right for people and planet is not in contradiction to generating profit. In fact, I think Aspiration's secret to success is knowing that you do better as a business by doing what's right for people and planet. For example, recently, Aspiration raised its minimum wage to $25 because we're not just about fighting the climate crisis. We're about creating an economy that centers people. And you have to start with centering your own team. And so we're a leader where right now our minimum wage is $25. And that segues to your question, which is how do we judge the sustainability of businesses? There's two categories to that judgment: how businesses treat people, their workers and customers, and how they treat the planet, which is the climate crisis. And you can imagine on the people side, that includes their commitment to paying a living wage, diversity all throughout the ranks of the company. And on the planet, it includes obviously their carbon footprint, not just their scope 1 and 2 carbon footprint, which measures the carbon emissions of the direct creation and selling of their products, but also uniquely their scope 3 emissions, which includes things like the carbon footprint generated by their own employees when they're driving to their place of work.
Joe, I'm really curious about your plans to expand internationally, because with this PAC deal, it kind of denotes a new shift for you. But do you have any plans to go into overseas markets? Because this is a global problem and there are global consumers who want to, you know, take some action.
Oh, you're absolutely right. It's global consumers, it's global companies, and it's nations around the world who are ready to act on the climate crisis. You'll note in Aspiration's public release that included in our investors in the pipe, which can join the SPAC merger, is Doha Venture Capital in Qatar, as well as the Times Group of India. That's a preview of announcements that we'll be making over the course of the year about some of our international expansion plans.
All right, Joe Sandberg, Aspiration co-founder, in addition to Yahoo Finance's own R.T. Swaminathan, thanks again for that conversation.